As you see, Chaf Beis Amid Beis is not a sugis ha-gemara that lends itself to a lot of pilpul. But fortunately, the bottom line of the page, Taisis, throws in something which does give itself, lend itself to a pilpul deraisa. In general, there's a clair that you'll find Gerim are fascinated by, after the Magai and the already comfortable Jews, whether that becoming a Ger was something that was bashert, so to speak, was something that was destined to happen, or whether they're Bechira and they have free will whether to become Gerim or not. And if you would tell them that it talks about it on the page of Shulchan Aruch, they would be astounded. But Lamaisa it does. Now, first thing is that our Taisvis, the bottom Taisvis, the short Taisvis, says that somehow the Gerim were at Har Sinai. That the Taisvis Lashon is they themselves were not at Har Sinai, but Mazlayu was at Har Sinai. What Mazlayu means, I'm not exactly sure. It sounds like a chelik of the Neshama. Gemara uses the expression, Iu lechazi, Mazlayu chazi, that this part of the Neshama was at Har Sinai. That's what Artaisa says. The Maram and the Mashah say that it's not at Artaisa, it's a Gemara. They bring a Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Vav that says, Mamish, those words, that even though they weren't at Har Sinai, Mazlayu was at Har Sinai. Paskazu Amasam. So we have here a Gemara or Artaisa that says that somehow the Gera's Neshama was at Har Sinai. Now, where is this Negeya? What's Negeya here? There are a number of places this Negeya. But the first is here in Simin Memvav Sif Dalid. And this is an incident that I had in Yeshiva a year or two ago. And I remember mentioning it. We were learning Shloi Sani Gai by Brachis. I remember that Rabbi Mati Katz gave me a very hard time with it, if you remember. But what happened is there was a boy in the ninth grade whose father was Jewish, his mother was not. And when the family became frum, the mother found out she has to be Megayer, so they were Megayer the child along. He was a cotton when they were Megayer him. So he was a Ger. I happen to know about it, but it wasn't well known. He was a regular, for all appearances, he was a regular Jewish boy, a very bright kid. And he came over to me when he was in the ninth grade, and he asked me, "Could I say Shaloya Sani Goy in the morning? Can I say Shaloya Sani Goy?" So I told him, "No, God made you a guy." So he said, "Why am I going to do my turn to daven for the Amid? Why am I going to do by brachas?" I told him, either you decline or you skip Shaloya Sani Goy. I don't think anybody will notice. So just keep on going, but I think so. So what's the discussion about him saying Shalei Sanigai? So at that time, Mati, apparently you knew from a Meister Shahaya or something that someone said they could say Shalei Sanigai. So maybe we'll find Episode Makar for it. I don't know. We'll learn what it says in Shulchan Aruch. What? Mishabur doesn't. Mishabur says not to say. Mishabur doesn't bring any sheet to say Shalei Sanigai. He says he can't say. No. All right. We'll take a look at Mishnah Berurah. What? So let's talk about that. Let's see what it says. All right. Let's see. Let's learn it. Let's learn it together. The Ramah says, the Shulchan Aruch says, Tzarich Levarech, a regular, ordinary person, ordinary Yid has to say Bechal Yaim Shloi Sani Goy Shloi Yav Shloi Sani Isha. That we do. The Ramah says, very confusing. Afila Ger Yochel Levarech Kain. A ger can make this bracha, which everyone explains means yochel levarech kein. He can make a bracha shosani ger. That's the Ramah Shita, Keresh and Daki Maisha, that a ger says a bracha shosani ger. So the Taz and the Bach both bring the Magen Avraham. They say, how can you make a bracha shosani ger? God made me a ger. The Bach's lashon is that's not true. Mashe nichnas ladas Yisrael who ayidei bechirasai v'layaso who is barach. God didn't make him a ger. How can you say shalosani ger? Shalosani ger? So that's my problem. The Bach says, what do you mean? You can't say Shasari Ger. God didn't make you a Ger. You mitzad bechirasa, you are a Ger. Yeah, but the problem is our Tosfos says that his mazel, which I understand to mean a part of his neshama, was at Har Sinai. So it sounds, from our Tosfos, it sounds like a ger is a bashert ger. You know, it's bashert, he's going to be Megayer. That's what it sounds like from our Tosfos. And the Bach says, no, what are you talking about? Mitzah b'chirasai, he became a ger. So I don't know how the Bach is going to deal with our Tosfos. The Bach holds, you can't make Shosani Ger because you made yourself a Ger, just skip the bracha, you make one less bracha in the morning. That's the Shita of the Bach. I think what you're thinking of, there's a vart that the Velt says, and probably has a source, I just don't know the source, that who are the Gerim? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to the Umas HaOlam to give them the Torah, and they said no, there were individuals who said yes, and they became Gerim. It's an agadita. It could be, it has a good source. But as far as halachically, whether they're nishamis or nishamis that were bashar to be eaten, which sounds like a least from Atos. So their nishama, their mazel was at Har Sinai. So why was it Har Sinai if they don't end up being. But their nishama was by Har Sinai. Maslayu is something to do with the neshama. Yeah, good question. I don't know why Tosfos. The Gemara uses the lashon sometimes. I forgot the iulai chazi, maslayu chazi. So sometimes you get scared, you don't see anything, but you maslayu, your neshama sees. Okay, I don't know. It's a question. Right now we have a machlekes to Rama and the Bach. The Rama says to say shosani ger. The Bach says you can't say that. God didn't make you a ger. You did it on your own. What's the teretz? So this is where our discussion comes up. The Taz and Magen Avraham seem to say different things. The Taz answers that Taka, he seems to be masking, you did it out of free will. But since Chazal say, Gershon is Gaya Kukotin Shanay Ladami, so therefore, when you're Megayer, you become like a new person, and then God made you a Ger. That's what he means. Is that what he means? Then he can say Shalei Sani Goy. He's arguing with the. He seems like he's answering the Rama. He says Nira. He's not saying that. He says Nira Tam Rama. He says right the Taz is Lashon. So you have to look. It means Shosani Goy. If you look on the page, look in the Berahetiv. Yochlevarach Kain Pirish Yomer Shosani Goy. But that's what he writes in Daki Moshe. He wrote it. He himself wrote it. And he himself wrote the Daki Moshe is his Pirush on the Torah. He wrote it. And he says he means Shosani Ger. Magen Avraham says he means Shosani Ger. There's no question the Rama means Shosani Ger. And the Bach says skip it. The question is what the Taz means. The Taz says Tamar Rama is Katan Shanel Dami. And to me it sounds like the Rama is learning that when he's Megayer, it's about, yeah, okay. But I mean, what does the Taz mean? Does the Taz mean that he could say Shalayasani Goy? I don't see that the Taz is saying it. Maybe in the Magen Avraham, look at the end of the Magen Avraham. In Magen Avraham, Yud, again, he brings the same exact Darki Moshe, Magen Avraham Yud, the Pirishiyom Shasani Ger, the Mikri Asid, Siv, and Nefesh Asu Bukharan. Then he brings the same exact Kasha. Just he says the Shlo and the Bach, Kosu Lo Shaych Lemekain, the Masha Nesager Mitzah Bichirasai. Again, not like Artisis. So again, the same starts the same, but he has a different tenets. He says towards the end, he brings the Fimasha Kosu Amakubal, Shabrochas Halolum of Archin Ayitziyasai, Ayitziyas the Shvase Balaila, Shaloi Nidvakba Nishmas Akum Ayeved. He says the Mekubalim say we say in the morning Shalei Sani all the three. You mean God took your neshama at night when you went to sleep, and when He gave it to you back in the morning, you got the right one. You didn't wake up a guy or an isha or a ger or an eved, which would be strange. So you're making a bracha in the morning. You got your neshama back. So if he that he says it's good. So we're going to run these to Paskin that way that you say that you say every morning. So according to that, you could talk and say Shleisani Goy in the morning. So in the morning, the ger wakes up. But I don't know. It's very hard to see this in the that anybody on this page is passing. You can say Shleisani Goy. What? Yeah, Hashem has Yediya, and still we have Bechira. So you think the same thing by a ger? The ger, the neshama was there. Because Hashem knows. So Hashem used Yediya that neshama is there, and still you have free will. The old stira, Bechira Yediya. So therefore what? So therefore, see, because Shlo Yisani Goy. That's what you mean? So it's not a kasha on the Rama. So you have free will, and Hashem knew, and you were still there, Sinai. Okay. Ger is like a shidduch. Bashert, like okay. A lot of things in life could be bashert.
If the mazel was there, he should be a regular Jew, because the mazel that was there was a Jew.
No, Jew is only born to a Jewish mother. If you're not born to a Jewish mother, you're not a Jew.
It says that his mazel was, just like the other Jewish kids were there, a regular Jew from a Jewish mother, was a Jew. So this guy is a Jew.
But he's not halachically a Jew if his mother's a guy. Even if his neshama is a Jew, but he's not halachically a Jew. He had Geras. Right. Yeah.
Is he
it? But Shosani, Shaloy Yosani guy, God did make him a guy. So Pashit Asani means when I was created. Kvetim Mekubalim, yeah. Alright. I don't know if that's a Shosani is. What do you say to this? Rabbi Zilberstein has a shaila. He says there was a mayel in shul who was doing a bris that day on a ger. So he says, does he patter the oilam from saying tachlon? if you're being mayel a ger that day, you patter the oilam from saying tachlon.
End of the day, yes. Mayel a
yid. Yes, of course, yes.
End of the day, mayel a yid.
He was a mayel a yid, he's a mayel guy.
Day,
he's still not a yid actually till he's tayvel afterwards.
Oh.
But he's a shtickle yid. And what about does the guy himself pat to the island? If the guy comes to shul, the guy usually when they're ready to be megayer, they're practicing being Jewish. So I'll tell you. Then what about the sandik? Beria chadasha in the morning when you wake up. Chadashim labakarim rabba munasecha, says in the Pasuk. You're a new bria every morning, but you're still married to the same wife. You know, it's not a new person in the eyes of halacha. What? A kakat and shenayla. That's not very chadashim. He's a new person. What he owned yesterday, he owns today. He owned $1 million yesterday. He's megayer. He still owns. Only the relatives, you're right. Yichus he loses. When he's Megayer, he loses all his relatives. But that's all he loses. He doesn't lose more. He doesn't lose. Mazloi, Malach Shaloi, Umele Tzalov. Okay, I know Malach Shaloi. What? Okay. We're in the Ber Hetiv. In the Mishnah Berurah in the Ber Hetiv. Yara Aaron Hela Lalacha the Ger Yochel Avar Shlosani Avi Kachavim the Kavana Shloyasani Sheshoyer Avi Kachavim Nupshat. The Hashem didn't make me that I'll remain, which stems with our Taisus. If we learn our Taisus that I was destined, Hashem didn't create me as someone. No, I do not like it. It's Yara Aaron, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring Mishnah Berurah though doesn't bring it right. It's nothing personal. I just you know it's the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah paskin this way. I don't know. Okay. Let me tell you a Gemara. Tell me if this Gemara is approved. There's a Gemara in Yevamis Memches, and this bothered me. The Gemara says, why does every ger have a hard life? We see this. A lot of the Siyanis when the ger is Megayer. It says, Mibnei Ma, what's the Lashon HaGemara? Mibnei Ma, Gerim, Mibnei Ma, Gerim, Mu'unanin, V'yisurim, Ba'an Aleyem. Why do they have a hard life? So the Gemara says, "Sheshow atzmoli kaneis tachas kamfei yeshminim," because they delay to be megayer. They should have been megayer more quickly. So I don't understand if they have free will, like the Bach says, they have bechira. They don't have to be megayer. We once had a ger in shul, who got married. He came from Texas. His parents were Noahites, B'nai Noach. They believe in God, they believe in the Torah. They're a part of a community of B'nai Noach. You have to be Megayer. A very interesting wedding. The Chasna, there were three sections. There were men and women in a Mechitza, and then there were the Texans, the Noahites. Noahites had mixed. You know, it's not one of the Shavuot, it's B'nai Noach. And they came with hats, all of them, cowboy hats in Texas. And they believe in God, and they keep the Sheva Mitzvahs, and they even have a psak to, they have their own siddur of what to daven. Very interesting people. So the son was Megayer. So the Gemara says, Shasha Atzman, that they, why do they have a hard life? Shasha Atzman Megayer. What's wrong, Shasha? What's wrong? Now, if you learn that Tosis means that a chelik of the neshama, it was at Sinai, so I can hear that there's a time. Why did they delay being Megayer? But the Bach says they have free will. What? A cotton, yeah. So maybe a cotton doesn't have. It says by Rus, Yeh Maskurt of Shleima, Meis Hashem. So the Gemara there, Yavamah says, what, Yishkar Shabish, everyone's Shkar Shalai. So it says, because she wasn't Shayat from Megayer. The first opportunity, she was Megayer. So there are people that are that have a first opportunity to.
A couple come back out by 13.
You know, it's interesting. This boy came to me, and he wants a shtar that when he turned 13, he was mekabel mitzvahs. He said he wants a shtar. I said, what do you need a shtar? He said, maybe I'll be 20, and they'll tell me maybe when you were 13 you didn't want, and now you know I have to go through it again. So he wanted a shtar. So what I did is I took his ksav geiris, and we were on in the bottom. We made a bezdin, and we were on in the bottom. Then he was mekabel mitzvahs. A very interesting young man. I don't know, Eli here is showing me Mazlei, what's Mazlei Chazi? In Shabbos Nagimel, Mazlei Malach Shaloi, or Melech Salav. So maybe it doesn't mean it's Neshama. It's Malach.
Was that seen?
That's okay. You don't wanna... So I don't know 100%. I know that it's a Machlaikis and he has Bechira, and... apparently a machlokes what he does with brachas in the morning, and from our taisis it seems to like some element of it at least is a basherta element. And alright, how he says in the morning ashabach banu makalo amim nasalonu as teirasai, I have to worry about a different time. Shkach everybody.